وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير for your beautiful du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choices blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idh qala rabbuka lil malaikati isjudu li adama fasajadu illa iblis aba wastakbara wa kana min al kafirin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, please, this subject of self-conceit and pride that Sheikh Hakim Akhtar Saab rahmatullah alayhi speaks about, and it brings to our attention the difference between ujub, self-conceit, and takabbur, which is arrogance. Self-conceit and ujub means paying attention to any specific quality in oneself. You're not comparing yourself with others. You're looking at the quality within yourself, and instead of considering it as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you look upon it as a personal virtue. So you attribute it to yourself. The effect of ujub is this, that instead of expressing gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the quality, one brags about oneself saying, I am like this or like that. This is because he does not have his sights on the giver of the bounty and gifts, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence in his heart, he considers himself as worthy of praise. Now, takabbur and pride means to consider oneself greater in comparison with another person. So hence, in the concept of takabbur, a necessary element is to consider others as being contemptible and lowly, to create a comparison. Whereas in ujub, it is not necessary that the person holds himself superior to another. The relationship between one in whom there is self-conceit and one in whom there is pride is that every proud one has self-conceit in him. For when he admires his own qualities and considers himself better than someone else, then he is bound to consider another person as despicable and low. But it is not necessary that every self-conceited one is also a proud person, because a person may look at a special quality of his and consider himself great, while in the mind there is no thought of belittling another or considering another person inferior. So this difference Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us understand, you know, and see the Shaykh is explaining this here. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for opening up, you know, this aspect for us. Of the many diseases of the heart, both self-admiration, ujub, and pride are deadly destructive diseases for the seekers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should never be negligent in treating these ailments. Let us understand the harm of these ailments by looking at the following example. A lover has a great longing to meet his beloved, but at the time of meeting his beloved, he foolishly takes out a mirror from his pocket, and instead of looking at his beloved, he gets busy looking at himself, admiring his own form, his own beauty, whereas he should be looking at the beauty, you know, of his beloved. Is this person not to be considered a hypocrite in his claim of love? And is he not depriving himself? Similarly, the seekers in the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at all times directing His grace and bounties towards His servants. Now, if the servant, instead of directing himself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes, foolishly becomes engaged in admiring his own borrowed attributes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then is this not hypocrisy in his claim for love for Allah? And is this not a sign of being deprived of good? You yourself can pass the judgment. You yourself may measure and gauge the amount of harm they cause. So from the above example, the harmful nature of both ujub and takabbur is clearly understood. So this example is also clear warning for all the seekers after the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us against the sickness of self-conceit, of pride, and all other deadly spiritual and physical sicknesses. Shaitan, Iblis, he was the one when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, the malaika, to make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. He was the one, Aba wastakbar, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pride overtook him, you know, and he did not make sajda, you know, and he turned out to be amongst those who were haughty and proud. And then he said, Ana khayrun min, khalaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu min teen. Then you have created me from fire, and the natural quality of fire that is rises, it's strong, devours everything. And you have created him from sand, and sand is something that you walk on, it's trampled upon, you know, it's humble. So fire is greater than sand, so how can fire bow down to sand? He's the first one who used his own reasoning, his own intellect, his own judgment, you know, opposed to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, these people who say we are rational thinkers and this and that and that, and they forget the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fall into the category of Iblis because they're using their own personal judgment, okay, and discarding what is wahi, what is the true command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not apply our limited intellect when it comes to any masail of deen. Whatever has come from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amanna saddaqna, we fully accept it. So all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and our Cherisher. O Allah, grant us the ability to work righteous deeds. O you who are the helper of those seeking help, guide us onto the straight path. There is no boasting over knowledge and riches. Every ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on the straight path. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.